Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, before we get to that, you're listening to WQXI Atlanta, a big league broadcasting company station. This is Sports Radio 790 The Zone. You're listening to Score Atlanta's official visit. Scott Janovitz, Fletcher Proctor. And we're talking Georgia Tech recruiting. Why? Because this is Georgia Tech's official home right here, Sports Radio 790.
Don't feel slighted, though, if you're a dog fan, because next segment we're going to be talking the dogs. But anyway, moving on, I was going to talk about DB, defensive back. And
They've got a great signing class right here.
Well, it's another position of huge need. The difference between defensive back and linebacker is they have absolutely loaded up at the defensive back position. It would be the best, maybe the best defensive back class in the country if it weren't for the fact that the team in this very state, their rival Georgia, has probably the best defensive back class in the country. But we'll talk about it in a little bit. Anyway, right now, Ryan Ayers, big-time prospect. Barry Bostic, you've already said, probably my favorite recruit in the state. I think he is an absolute star. Could be a star on either side of the ball. Fred Holton, another kid who is extremely athletic, a safety, extremely fast, big. Isaiah Johnson, I mean, the list goes on and on. They just got Jake Skull, who they are calling an A-back. Fletcher, I think he's a safety. He thinks he's a safety. But they've cleaned up a defensive back.
Obviously, I'm a Georgia guy. As much as I like to tweak the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets, and we've got a co-host who's not here tonight, but he's a Georgia Tech fan. As much as I like to tweak them to say, oh, yeah, Georgia wasn't really interested in that guy, Ryan Ayers is one that I believe if there was one player in the Georgia Tech class that I wish, you know, would go with the Georgia Bulldogs, it would be Ryan Ayers. I think he's incredible. He's a corner. He's just going to be fantastic at the college level. He's going to be the next great Georgia Tech cornerback.
Yeah, when you're right.
Actually, maybe the first great Georgia Tech quarterback.
That's not true. I remember. Whatever. You're right in saying that the two schools, at least when you look at Georgia Tech's class, haven't necessarily been going after the same guys. Ryan Ayers is one of them. I think both Ayers and Barry Bostic will be starting. I think you'll see those two guys. It's rare that you see two defensive backs, two cornerbacks from the very same class starting alongside each other, but I think if not as true freshmen, as redshirt freshmen or true sophomores, you'll see both those guys starting. They really are that good. And like I said, Fred Holton and Isaiah Johnson are not throw-ins. Those are big, strong, fast, athletic safeties in the Morgan Burnett mold. They have really brought in – a lot of people look at Tech and say they compromise their talent for their system. Not in the defensive backfield, not this year.
Certainly not this year. And by the way, you just mentioned Burnett. He might not even be there next year. He's a projected top 20 pick in the NFL draft. So if he's gone, you're going to need someone like Fred Holton or Isaiah Johnson to step in, possibly as a true freshman. And those are two guys that could. Or you could maybe try to move Bostic, but I think he's just too small to play safe.
Yeah, moving on. They have offensive line I put down as a need. They got 7 in the last two classes, so it's not a huge need. The only reason I put it down is because no matter who you are or how well you've recruited in the past, defense and offensive lines are always big needs. You can never take a year off. They have Catlin Alford already committed and Morgan Bailey. I think one or two more would be key. TJ Lifeheit is a really good, big-time offensive tackle prospect. In fact, both Georgia and Tech are looking at him out of North Carolina. Maybe a bit of a long shot, but like I said, they don't have that many offers out to linemen, and it's getting, you know, it's not late in the game, but it's late to get in on someone just now for the very first time.
Well, we asked Jonathan Lifeheit, no relation, I believe,
no,
about, you know, would Georgia Tech help its cause with an ACC championship or with beating, you know, Georgia? And he said it would probably be better in-state for them to beat Georgia. But if they were to win the ACC championship, which is something that some experts are predicting they will. I mean, Kirk Herbstreit picked it today on ESPN.com. They certainly could make a move for a guy like TJ Lifeheit out of North Carolina. That is ACC country. Okay, there's no reason that if they don't go up there and show well, they play UNC this year, if they can beat UNC, why wouldn't this guy come down there and take at least a look at Atlanta and the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets?
No, you're right, and he is a top offensive tackle prospect. That is what he is. He's an offensive tackle, not a guard. And it would be a huge coup if they could land him. But I expect them to start giving out more offers as time goes on. My last need for them was wide receiver, and by them I mean Georgia Tech, of course. Zero right now at the receiver position. They've landed 5 in the last 2 years. Of course, Stephen Hill was the most notable of last year's commitments. According to all reports, I haven't seen him at Tech up close and personal, but according to all reports, he's there now and ready to play now.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's good for him. You also have to remember Georgia Tech not necessarily going to throw the football all around the field. They're not. They're only going to need one, maybe two big-time wide receivers, and Stephen Hill, along with one of those other guys, can be that. If they don't get a wide receiver here, that's not going to be as pressing. I think they go – I would rather – if I'm a Georgia Tech fan, I'd rather they sign another linebacker.
Or
a lineman, opposed to getting another wide receiver, just because you're not going to throw the ball around.
Banneker wide receiver DeMarco McNeil could be a possibility. He's an under-the-radar prospect right now. We had him on our show last week. I think he's a real top-notch guy. The positions they don't have as big a needs at, and I think they've done a good job, is we heard Jonathan Lifelight say quarterback. I think they're fine at quarterback. St. John Days, like I said, I predicted, will be starting for this team in 2 years. They've done Jordan Llewellyn in last year's class. Jabo Shaw, they've done well at the quarterback position. I don't think you take more than one here.
I would agree with that. And one position I think they are great at, they got in early on the game with Charles Perkins of Collins Hill. He is a kid that in Gwinnett County, I know you hear a lot about Ian Pemberton in Gwinnett County. You hear a lot about everybody else. Collins Hill is kind of one of those under-the-radar programs. I think Charles Perkins is going to carry Collins Hill to the playoffs this season, and he is going to be quite a catch for the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. He might even redshirt next year, but he is going to be a guy before his Georgia Tech career is over that you will say, wow, they got him early. Good for them.
Like the prediction, they splurged at defensive end position last year, signing four, one the year before. This year they have Anthony Williams, a very quality player, good size, good athlete, fast and relatively quick. I think he's a guy who his body control is a little questionable at this point. And what I mean by that is for someone his size, he doesn't necessarily move around. His lateral quickness is just overall his body control needs some work. But in the end, you know, you got to like Tech's class if you look at it right now. Before we go to break, I want to name my favorites. Ryan Ayers, of course, B.J. Bostic, and I love Fred Holton, all in defensive backfield. Can't say it enough. They've done an incredible job there. We do have to get to another commercial break. When we come back, we'll talk Georgia Dog recruiting, look at their class to date. Of course, you're listening to Sports Radio 790 The Zone, Score Atlanta's one and only official visit.
Hey, if you like our show, be sure to tune in 2 weeks when we move to our new time slot on Mondays, which will be 8 to 10 p.m. only on 790 The Zone. And the Score Atlanta Falcons Sunday show will start airing September the 13th from 1 to 4 p.m.
Check out the daily football articles by Brandon, Wolvie, and the one and only Mr. College Football, Tony Barnhart, only at the all-new 790thezone.com.
Taco Bell's Volcano Nachos presents The Legend of Brian. Brian was craving the good hurt, the kind where your tongue screams for mercy, but your taste buds beg for more. But fast food that'll truly light a fire in your mouth is impossible to find.
No, I just go to Taco Bell.
Yes, Brian. You are a modern-day Christopher Columbus. You've discovered the new Volcano Nachos on Taco Bell's Volcano Menu. Chip after taste bud searing chip, loaded with jalapenos and spicy lava sauce.
Whoa, yeah. They're pretty hot.
That's right, Brian. Taco Bell's Volcano Nachos. They're pretty, pretty hot. Think outside the bun at participating locations.
It's late and your stomach's growling, so head to Taco Bell for fourth meal to get something melty, crunchy, spicy, and grilled. If you're up late, so are we. Get the exciting late-night case of fourth meal. Think outside the bun. Taco Bell is open until 1 a.m. or later. Hours may vary by location.
Golf is big business on and off the course. And from the majors to the high-priced sponsorship, and of course Tiger Woods, we've got the guy in the know. Thursday nights at 7, it's Teeing Off with Matt Judy. Brought to you by Bears, Best Atlanta, Watercolor Resort, Blue Giraffe Sports, and the Tour Championship. Presented by Coca-Cola at East Lake. Teeing Off with Matt Judy is only heard on 790 The Zone and 790thezone.com.
This is Willie Salucci from the Fabulous Palm Restaurant. At the PGA Tour Superstore, they are lowering the cost of playing golf and tennis with the best prices in Atlanta, guaranteed. Their golf professionals offer game-altering instruction, and each superstore has state-of-the-art indoor fitting studios and putting and chipping greens. Come into any of the three Atlanta locations every day at 12:30 p.m. now through September 20th and test your putting skills for a chance to win tickets to the FedEx Cup Tour Championship. The last player standing is guaranteed to leave with two tickets to the Tour Championship. Participation is free, so what are you waiting for? Also, with every in-store purchase of $299 or more now through September 27th, you will automatically qualify to win a foursome to play at the site of the Tour Championship. Don't miss a chance to play where the pros compete. The PGA Tour Superstore is the greatest place on earth, and they are lowering the cost of playing golf.
The Hot Morning Show.
Mayhem
in the AM.
Tuesday on Mayhem in the AM, golf champion Heath Slocum, the pride of Alpharetta, going to join us, as is Wiley veteran, as I like to call him, Chipper Jones. And then at 10 o'clock hour, I have a stroke. Don't miss Mayhem.
The Hot Morning Show.
Morning 6 to 11.
Hot Morning Show.
On 790 The Zone.
We are back and better than ever over at Sports Radio 790 The Zone. You are listening to the Sal's only all-recruiting radio show, which makes us the very best in the business. Of course, Score Atlanta's official visit.
Score Atlanta and Georgia Public Broadcasting will be webcasting a high school football game every Friday night. Look for the schedule at scoreatl.com, and I'll be a part of it.
Yeah, of course, Fletcher, your time in the show has come. We're talking Georgia, University of Georgia Bulldog recruiting. Right now, of course, they have 18 committed, 7 from the state of Florida alone. They've clearly spent a lot more time, effort, and attention in that state, just a bit south of Georgia, and the effort has paid off, to say the least.
Well, they certainly have, and I remember criticizing the Georgia Bulldogs. I know it's heresy. A couple months back when they'd only had one recruit, that was Jalen Fields out of Dalton, and I'm thinking, what are they waiting for? Come on, guys. I'm watching everybody else. Texas especially just signed 20 guys before Georgia had more than one. Well, once the train got started, it certainly did not stop. Alec Ogletree, the safety out of Noonan. You've got, like you said, they signed about 19 kids out of Florida, it seems, and they just kept going. They got kids from
They got Ogletree, Dayreek Rogers, Michael Bennett.
T.J. Strickling. They got Garrison Smith. All the kids
And Brent Benedict from Florida, all in a matter of a month. I mean, they started out so slowly. And all of a sudden, it just seemed like once one big-time recruit committed to the school, they all followed, and it was an absolute avalanche, of monumental proportions. It's no class other than maybe Texas at the very beginning has had that kind of a run for this class in 2010.
They certainly did. Dayreek Rogers, the wide receiver out of Calhoun, he jumped on Michael Bennett, wide receiver out of Alpharetta, I believe he signed on to get there, and then once it started, the defensive end train, it seemed, it did not stop. Jalen Fields, T.J. Stripling, Brandon Burroughs, B.J. Butler, it just seems like they've got defensive end after defensive end. I tell you, they do not want a repeat of what happened in 2008 when the defensive end got zero pressure on the quarterback, so they said, you know what, we're going to get about 10 of them, and hopefully about three of them stick.
They've recruited that position, to say the least. Like I said, they have 18 commits. Looks like with the loss of Bryce Ross, it'll be up to 22. Of course, I believe Rennie Curran will declare for the draft.
I think he will.
Up to 23. If he does, I don't know. His size is the one question, and I don't know if he's going to get much bigger between his junior and senior year. But I think he's that good. I really do.
After the story about his father, you know, giving an entire paycheck to the church and praying for a scholarship, I would have a hard time thinking that he would give up that education.
Do you see anyone leaving early then? Because 22 is
Rashad
Jones.
I would think Rashad Jones, the safety. He toyed with it after his redshirt sophomore year last season.
Really?
I think he might go a little bit early.
So we'll call it 23.
And maybe Trenton Sturdivant. He's a big left tackle. All he's going to do is maybe get injured again if he sticks around. I think if he has a dominating year like he did as a freshman, he might go.
Yeah, but it's possible. So let's run down their needs. I started with defensive tackle. Of course, they signed D'Angelo Tyson in 2008, Avery Jones and Derek Law in 2009, but they lose Jeff Owens, Geno Atkins, Cade Weston, Brandon Wheeling. This class only has Garrison Smith. If you listen to our show, you know I love Garrison Smith. Think he is going to be an absolute star. But I think they might need one or two more, and there are some really top-notch defensive tackles still available from the state of Georgia.
Including one that we're going to have on the show a little bit later from Warner Robins, Jeffrey Whitaker. He's going to be on there. I'd love to have him on. I was following him as a sophomore down there, you know, kind of tracking when doing the high school high five on Saturday mornings. Following him there, following him as a junior, now that he's a senior, finally it's time. Throw out a scholarship offer, Rodney Gardner.
Yeah, I think Georgia was following him as a sophomore as well. And the other guy, of course, is Stevenson's Michael Thornton, who is another big-time prospect at the defensive tackle position. It's not the biggest need on the team, but I think they need one or two more, and I think you'll see them sign one or two more. Moving on, linebacker, I think, is another big need there. Right now, they only have two, both from Florida, in Deion Rogers out of Treasure Coast and Dimitri Baker of Orange Park, both undersized. I happen to be a huge fan. I'm from Florida. Happen to be a huge fan of Dimitri Baker. Think the guy, he may be undersized. He may be more of a safety at this point, but he is a monster. I mean, a kid that size, hitting that hard, it's rare.
Well, on the wish list is obviously Jeff Luke, who's Deion Rogers' teammate at Treasure Coast.
Good luck with that.
And, you know, they're going to have to try to steal him away from Florida State, all those guys. But if they can get him, and, hey, they gave him his high school teammate a scholarship, maybe they can get a package deal right there. But you've also got a couple other guys that they're looking at from out of state. You know, Kari Fort from Connecticut, as well as Jordan Hicks from Ohio.
Right, and those are the two. I have Michael Carlisle on the list also, and he's certainly an option. But Jordan Hicks and Kari Ford are both big-time prospects, and they're both seriously considering Georgia. Jordan Hicks, in fact, yesterday, I think, eliminated or came down to his announce his final four, and Georgia was on that list. So along with Florida, you've seen those two schools go head-to-head a number of times already in this class, and they're going to be doing it for Jordan Hicks as well.
Well, that's the thing. When you have 18 positions filled and you have 22, maybe 23 if a person or two departs early, you're allowed to pluck and choose, because when you take a look at the top 10 players in just the state of Georgia, Georgia probably has 8 of the top 10, okay? And I'm not trying to just throw my UGA bias out there.
Doesn't matter who you like.
They do, okay?
They definitely do.
And when you have the best of the best, you can pick and choose from across the nation, because Georgia is a national program now. They went out and got Stafford from Texas. They got Moreno from New Jersey. They can go out there and get some of the best players nationally because of the success that Mark Richt has had.
Right. Now, we say you always recruit the offensive line no matter how stocked you are. I have offensive tackle specifically on this list. Of course, they got Cordy Glenn last year, but They're most of their tackles on the roster are juniors and seniors, and Trenton Sturdivant is as good as he is. If he comes back healthy, he could be an NFL prospect, an early departure. And if he doesn't come back healthy, then you're a little weak at that tackle position. Of course, Brent Benedict is an extremely
that's a great get for them.
Yeah, huge, and he's a tackle. He is a monster. I've predicted on this show that barring injury, he'll be an NFL player for sure. Probably a first rounder. He's that good. Colton Houston, I love to death. Problem is, he's a guard.
He is a guard. And his teammate Dallas Lee at Buford last season, now at Georgia, he's been converted, I believe, to center. So you've got these guys at Buford on the high school level. That's what you have to remember. Even if you're a dominant tackle on the high school level, not everybody is a North Gwinnett Juwan James. He is going to be a left tackle at Alabama. But not all these left tackles are going to be left tackles at the college level. Some of them are going to shift inside to guard, whereas Colton Houston might be one of the best, you know, offensive linemen in the state of Georgia this year. He probably is. Ed Christian, you know, down in Lowndes might be one as well. But I think he, too, will play guard at Florida State. You know, I think Colton Houston
absolutely
is going to play guard at the next level.
Yeah, and the interesting thing is there aren't really, at least when you're talking Georgia caliber, there aren't that many or any offensive tackles left in this state. The guys they would look at is a Jay Kaufman out of New Jersey, a James Stone, a big-time offensive tackle out of Tennessee. And then kind of on their wish list, but it may be a little more unrealistic, is Brandon Linder, who's actually a center, but I think he could play offensive tackle out of Florida on the next level. And Chaz Green, who almost certainly will be a University of Florida commitment. But
listen to this.
No, I'm just, hey, a lot of people think he's already silent, but I know that Georgia is recruiting him with great vigor. And they would love to have Chaz Green. He is one of the top offensive tackles in the entire country. Of course, Georgia, it's not all about needs. They've filled some of their needs, or I should say it's not all about empty needs, but they've already filled some. Wide receiver position, for example, Fletcher, you can explain. They've done very well there.
With Rodgers, you know, Derrick Rodgers from Calhoun, he's one of the best wide receivers in the state, if not the best.
I always say I want to see more. You defend him saying Nash Nance is the answer, his first year with a real quarterback.
Yes, and he's going to have real quarterbacks, obviously, at UGA as well. And then you have Alpharetta's Michael Bennett. He's going to be another guy that's going to be a nice program guy for the University of Georgia, but he's still a heck of an athlete. He's about 6'3", if I recall.
Yeah, and I'll tell you the thing I'm most impressed of course, he goes to Alpharetta. Michael Bennett, the thing I is most impressive about him is he is a deep threat and an incredible one at that. He is so fast, and with that height, he's really dangerous catching the long ball, and you know, I think any offense would love to have that skill.
Now, you mentioned just a minute ago they've probably got the best defensive back class in the Southeast, if not the country. It all starts with Newton safety Alec Ogletree, perhaps the top player in the state.
Yeah, of course, Nickel Roby, another top-notch guy. He's a little small. He's a cover corner, maybe a lot like Greg Reed. And you saw Greg Reed, a lot of people thought he was undersized. He went to the national camps, shut down everyone he went up against, and they said he may be small, but he's quick enough, he's athletic enough, and he's good enough to make up for that size. And I think a lot of people have the same opinion about Nickell Roby. Of course, he also, or I shouldn't say also because Gregory's from Lowndes, but he is from Frostproof, Florida. I love Derek Owens, who plays a lot of receiver, another Florida guy, plays a lot of receiver on the high school level, but he is going to be a top-notch corner. I predict that for sure. Jakar Hamilton, the junior college standout, is a big-time hitter from the safety position. And then we already explained defensive end is also strong. Brandon Burroughs, B.J. Butler, Jalen Fields, Dexter Morant, and T.J. Stripling, they're loaded there. So, of course, Georgia, you know, it's from here on out, it's filling the remaining needs, a couple needs, maybe a linebacker or two, an offensive lineman or two, and another defensive tackle, and they're set.
They certainly are. Hey, when we come back, we're going to take a very special guest on, Warner Robins defensive tackle Jeffrey Whitaker. He is going to join us on Score Atlanta's official visit. Score Atlanta and 790 The Zone will team up again this season to broadcast a high school football game every Friday night. Look for the schedule at scoreatl.com.
Football is about controlling that anger, harnessing that aggression into a team effort.
Some call him the best play-by-play voice in America. We call him ours. Among other things, the voice of the Jackets and the Falcons plays here all season long. 790 The Zone and 790thezone.com. Football lives here.
When you step through the front gate, you realize this Labor Day weekend event is unlike any other. There's a certain magic in the air, and you haven't even gotten to your seat yet. So finish off this summer with a huge weekend of music, fireworks, partying, and NASCAR racing under the lights right here in Atlanta's backyard. Join the party as NASCAR's best compete under the Atlanta Motor Speedway lights for the very first time this weekend. The action kicks off Saturday night with the NASCAR Nationwide Series Degree V12 300. Tickets $30, kids under 12 free. Then Sunday night, NASCAR Sprint Cup drivers attack the track in the Pep Boys Auto 500. Adult tickets start at only $39, students $19. Ask how you can score stage front passes for the Georgia Lottery driver introductions and pre-race concert starring Diamond Rio and special guest Jason Michael Carroll. Atlanta Motor Speedway, the only place to be Labor Day weekend. Call 877-9-AMSTIX or go to AtlantaMotorSpeedway.com today.
I heard it over the radio.
What?
Friday, fall and football mean only one thing. The U.S. Army Strong Friday Night Football Guides are back.
Let's talk about football.
Football, football.
Get your free, yes, free guide at any Atlanta area U.S. Army recruiting station. The U.S. Army Strong Friday Night Football Guides are packed with team previews, schedules, key players, directions to the schools, and much more. Contact a recruiter today. There's Strong, and then there's Army Strong.
This is Willie Salucci from the Fabulous Palm Restaurant. At the PGA Tour Superstore, they are lowering the cost of playing golf and tennis with the best prices in Atlanta, guaranteed. Their golf professionals offer game-altering instruction, and each superstore has state-of-the-art indoor fitting studios and putting and chipping greens. Come into any of the three Atlanta locations every day at 12:30 p.m. now through September 20th and test your putting skills for a chance to win tickets to the FedEx Cup Tour Championship. The last player standing is guaranteed to leave with two tickets to the Tour Championship. Participation is free, so what are you waiting for? Also, with every in-store purchase of $299 or more now through September 27th, you will automatically qualify to win a foursome to play at the site of the Tour Championship. Don't miss a chance to play where the pros compete. The PGA Tour Superstore is the greatest place on earth, and they are lowering the cost of playing golf.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. What will get a burglar out of your house faster? A siren or the loud voice of an actual person telling him he's been caught and the authorities are on their way? The answer is the voice, which is why Alarm Force's live two-way voice security is the best way to protect your home. Only with Alarm Force you get live two-way voice free and just $25 a month for monitoring.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Georgia's best choice for home security.
The Hot Morning Show.
Mayhem in the AM.
Tuesday on Mayhem in the AM, golf champion Heath Slocum, the pride of Alpharetta, going to join us, as is Wiley veteran, as I like to call him, Chipper Jones. And then at 10 o'clock hour, I have a stroke. Don't make mayhem.
The Hot Morning Show.
Morning 6 to 11.
Hot Morning Show.
On 790 The Zone.
We are back and better than ever on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. You are listening to the Sal's only all-recruiting radio show, Score Atlanta's one and only official visit.
Score Atlanta and the Georgia Public Broadcasting Station will be webcasting a high school football game every Friday night. Look for the schedule at scoreatl.com and look for me.
Yeah, right. Fletcher, we are joined by one of my favorite football players in this state, not just because of his talent, but because he's been on this show before, one of the all-time great guests on The Official Visit, Jeffrey Whitaker. How are you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing quite well. Happy to have you here. Jeff, we'll jump right into things. Tell everyone out there what you've been doing or what you had been doing over the summer, and talk about, I guess, the recruiting trips you went on over the summer and just how your recruitment went down over the summer.
Well, I've been focused on just working hard and trying to get better at my craft this summer. So I have dropped 33 pounds over the summer, total down to 293 now, or was like 330, something like that, during the year last year. But I've just been working hard, dropped some weight, moving a lot better. Recruiting-wise, the only school I went to over the summer, I was so busy working hard, was Auburn. And I liked that, but I'm still looking to go on visits at North Carolina, Alabama, Tennessee, so, you know, Georgia.
What is it about Auburn? I'm sorry to interrupt. What is it about Auburn that made you want to go and visit there? And are they, I guess, the early leader for your services next year?
Well, I wouldn't say that I have a leader or this or that. I just don't want to just scale nothing, then something change, then, you have to go back through that. But Auburn looked pretty good, and I liked what I saw when I went up there. I brought the family up there, so I liked what I saw when I did that. But Auburn looked pretty good. But, I'll have a top five. I don't have nothing like that. You know, I'm just working hard and being dedicated, you know, to the team. So, like I said, the only reason I'm not going to commit during this year, you know, I owe the respect to my team, my teammates, you know, to just handle individual times, you know, around December, late December, you know, early January. So.
Yeah, Jeff, you tend to talk about waiting a lot and also giving, like you said, the respect to your team. But do you get worried with all these early commitments? Do you feel any pressure to give a commitment? And also, do you worry about recruiting becoming a distraction during the season?
No, I don't worry about, you know, the commitments coming in. You know, I pray about it, and, you know, I think I'm going to make the right decision at the end. And it's not a bit discretion. I think the discretion comes when you do commit during the year, and a lot of people probably be surprised about that. But when you do commit, you know, people got more questions and this and that about it. So I think if I'm chilling, being, you know, low-key with it. And, you know, like I said, just the respect for my team and my teammates, because I'm focused on this season and this school year. So I'm not really, I'm going to have to do more thinking about the college and what schools I want to. But I'm really focused on this school year and this football season.
Now, do you follow the recruiting classes of the schools that you're looking at, like the Georgia, the Alabama, the UNC, the Auburn, to see if they are filling up? I know you said you're planning on waiting until maybe December to make a decision, but are some of the coaches saying, hey, we'll have a spot for you, don't worry, or are you following some of those recruiting classes?
I'm doing a little bit of following the recruiting classes. I want to say that I get information back from different sources and they tell me different things, but you know, there's some coaches that's out there that just say, hey, you got a spot, and no matter what, you know, we could wait. And I haven't had to talk with the coach that I have to commit now, but like I say, you know, if some pull back, you know, hey, it just was meant to be. So I'm not, like I say, this is a lifetime decision. I'm not finna rush it, you know, for nothing. So I'm going to take my time and do what I have to do.
Yeah, you're listening to The Official Visit, and we're talking to Jeffrey Whitaker, the dominant defensive tackle out of Warner Robins. Jeff, I know you've been on visits to UNC, Georgia, Auburn, and Clemson. Can you tell everyone out there listening what you liked about each one of those visits and what was different about the four schools that you've gone to?
Well, Clemson, that was the first school that ever offered me, was with Clemson. So that was a pretty nice visit, as in I just was going up to a spring game just to see how they was, you know, coming off my sophomore year, which I thought was average. That was the first school to offer me back. When I did go up there, I saw the new things that they was going to do. I plan to have started building some of the things since I've been up there that they was talking about. But it was nice. You know, I just saw the football part of it, though. North Carolina, I went up for a game. So I came up a little bit earlier. Got to kind of look around, you know, campus and this and that. You know, couldn't really get the main details, but got to talk to some important people. And, you know, checked out the game. And I didn't know it was that football crazy up there in North Carolina. You know, I'm thinking they're all about basketball, but, you know, they are building a pretty good powerhouse up there. And I liked that a lot. But Georgia, I kind of got to see the feel in classroom-wise, as in, you know, just going up there, taking a day off when there's no football, you know, just after practice or something like that, and going and get the feel of if I was at Georgia, what I'd be doing, the apartments that I'd be staying in, you know, this and that and that. And Auburn, I just saw nothing but the classroom and the opposite side of Auburn, just meeting with the coaching staff and everything, and talking to Coach Rocker and all them. You know, it was good. Just I haven't really just saw the football point about it. You know what I'm saying? It's just been the classrooms and this and that and that, and they're really impressed. So.
We're being joined by Warner Robins defensive tackle Jeffrey Whitaker on Score Atlanta's official visit. Now, you obviously have a friendship with Avery Jones, who committed to the University of Georgia last year and might get a little bit of playing time this season. Is that going to come into play at all? Are you guys maybe talking about potential roommates up there, or is that something that comes into your decision at all?
No, I think Avery made the best decision for him, and I think I'm going to have to make the best decision for myself. You know, I'm proud of him, you know, what he has done and accomplished, you know, just, you know, graduating from high school and going to college, even without the football, just going to college and, you know, getting a free education. But at the same time, you know, hey, he's his own guy, I'm my own guy, you know, we're cool, but, hey, I got to make the decision that is right for me. So that's one thing that I'm just I'm taking my chance of just looking around. And I know some say it's a risk, but, hey, I take the chance. I think everything happened for a reason, so I'm going to take my chance and look around. And like I tell every school, I'm looking for a fair chance and opportunity. And a lot of people take advantage of that for granted, what I said, a fair chance and opportunity. Opportunity, you gave me the scholarship, the fair chance. If I come there and play hard, you'll give me the opportunity to get on the field.
Now, Jeffrey, I want to go back to Auburn real quick because they have a defensive line coach there who was a pretty good defensive lineman himself in Tracy Rocker. Talk about your relationship with Tracy and how big a role that's going to play in your decision.
Well, first and foremost, I think with your D-line coach is going to play a big role no matter where you go. And with his experience on the college level, some say the best, some say, you know, some have different opinions about him. But he was at one point the best, you know, in college football at what he did when he did play. But I think the relationship, the biggest thing is who do I bond with, you know, because the head coaches are good, but your really head coach is your D-line coach, the one you're going to see most all the time, you know. So it's just going to be what kind of relationship. The relationship we got now is cool, you know. I call him, you know, and talk to him, this and that, because I know he done been through this is what I'm going through now and this and that. But at one point, it helps a lot to know that the dude that coaching me or could be coaching me was one of the best to ever play college football. So it means a lot.
Finishing up with Warner Robins defensive tackle Jeffrey Whitaker, we asked this question to all the recruits that appear on our show, all the players. What type of player would a school be getting if Jeffrey Whitaker commits to them in December?
A hard worker, somebody that is dedicated to getting better. I think when you start the saying that I don't have no room to improve. You know, you really need to check yourself. But I think a hard worker, somebody that don't mind told, you know, what to do, or just somebody gonna be dedicated and gonna give his 100%, you know, to the program. It's not all about himself. It's not all about, you know, getting his name in the paper or this and that. That somebody's gonna go out there and gonna do his job at the best of doing that I can. So I just think, you know, it's gonna get a hard working man, and I'm not gonna mess up. So, you know, this is like my one shot, the opportunity that somebody's gonna give me. So just somebody that's gonna work his butt off. That's I could just sum it up by that. My work ethic is, and I'm a very hard worker. I take the classroom just the same as I take the field. So, you know, and I'm gonna listen, and, you know, is overall I'm gonna work hard. Whatever I do.
Hey, Jeffrey, we got to let you go, but you're always one of our most entertaining interviews on this show. So we appreciate you taking the time out to join us tonight.
I appreciate that.
Thanks again. Of course, that is Warren Robins, defensive tackle, Jeffrey Whitaker.
We got to have him on again.
Yeah,
he's in the Hall of Fame.
He's incredible. One of the most laid-back high school students and intelligent, insightful high school students you will ever here on this show. Of course, we do have to get to another commercial break. You're listening to Sports Radio 7-9 of the Zone and Score Atlanta's one and only official visit.
When we come back, we'll have Jonesboro linebacker Michael Carlisle joining us. But hey, Score Atlanta is the ATL's only Football Plus sports paper, and is available at all Metro Quick Trips, Kroger's, and Blockbusters.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Are you ready for some football?
Football. Troy Aikman, Tim Brando, and the best national coverage of college and pro football anywhere. We're your home for sporting news radio, 790 The Zone. Football lives here.
This is Willie Salucci from the fabulous Palm Restaurant. At the PGA Tour Superstore, they are lowering the cost of playing golf and tennis with the best prices in Atlanta, guaranteed. Their golf professionals offer game-altering instruction, and each superstore has state-of-the-art indoor fitting studios and putting and chipping greens. Coming to any of the three Atlanta locations every day at 12:30 p.m., now through September 20th, and test your putting skills for a chance to win tickets to the FedEx Cup Tour Championship. The last player standing is guaranteed to leave with two tickets to the Tour Championship. Participation is free, so what are you waiting for? Also, with every in-store purchase of $299 or more, now through September 27th, you will automatically qualify to win a foursome to play at the site of the Tour Championship. Don't miss a chance to play where the pros compete. The PGA Tour Superstore is the greatest place on earth, and they are lowering the cost of playing golf.
You know what we need?
I have no idea.
We need the perfect football kickoff party.
Yeah, we do.
We need some hot women.
Well, yeah, that goes without saying.
We should have a Ms. ACC and SEC bikini contest.
I think they already have one of those.
Well, then we need cold beer.
Like great-tasting Miller Lite?
And we need all the football games in one place.
Like South Carolina and NC State and the Falcons-Ravens?
Yeah, we should tailgate, too.
And if you want to mix in some cornhole, I got a great idea.
Wait a minute, I'm building this party.
No, 790 The Zone has already built this party.
They got all that?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I bet you they don't have good music.
Yeah, how about Jupiter Coyote and the Georgia Satellites?
How about you shut up? What is this heaven on earth called?
They call it Miller Lite's Cheers and Beers Football Kickoff Party. It's presented by Old Town, 790 The Zone, and Absolute Vodka.
You mean I don't have to plan this?
No, they've done all the work for you.
When is it?
It's Thursday, September 3rd at Old Town in Kennesaw. Doors open at 5 p.m. Tickets are $10. Go to 790thezone.com for more info.
And to think I thought I was going to build the biggest football party.
You're an idiot. Give me $10.
I heard it over the radio. What?
Friday, fall and football mean only one thing. The U.S. Army Strong Friday Night Football Guides are back.
Let's talk about football.
Football, football.
Get your free, yes, free guide at any Atlanta area U.S. Army recruiting station. The U.S. Army Strong Friday Night Football Guides are packed with team previews, schedules, key players, directions to the schools, and much more. Contact a recruiter today. There's Strong, and then there's Army Strong.
When you step through the front gate, you realize this Labor Day weekend event is unlike any other. There's a certain magic in the air, and you haven't even gotten to your seat yet. So finish off this summer with a huge weekend of music, fireworks, partying, and NASCAR racing under the lights right here in Atlanta's backyard. Join the party as NASCAR's best compete under the Atlanta Motor Speedway lights for the very first time this weekend. The action kicks off Saturday night with the NASCAR Nationwide Series Degree V12 300. Tickets $30, kids under 12 free. Then Sunday night, NASCAR Sprint Cup drivers attack the track in the Pep Boys Auto 500. Adult tickets start at only $39, students $19. Ask how you can score stage front passes for the Georgia Lottery driver introductions and pre-race concert starring Diamond Rio and special guest Jason Michael Carroll. Atlanta Motor Speedway, the only place to be Labor Day weekend. Call 877-9-AMSTIX or go to AtlantaMotorSpeedway.com today.
And Bell.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. on his Washington Redskins.
I was a little bit disappointed in how the Jason Campbell thing went down, but I thought he handled it really professionally. He's yet to really prove himself, but maybe this ticked him off just enough.
Afternoons 4 to 7 on 790 The Zone.
We are back and better than ever on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. You are listening to the Sal's only all-recruiting radio show, which makes us the very best in the business. Of course, this is Score Atlanta's one and only official visit.
Score Atlanta and 790 The Zone will team up again this season to broadcast a high school football game every Friday night. Look for the schedule at scoreatl.com as well as 790thezone.com.
Yeah, Fletcher, we have our last guest of the show on the line. Of course, he's far from the least important guest, though. That is Jonesboro linebacker Michael Carlisle. Michael, how you doing tonight?
Hey, how you doing?
I am doing quite well. So, Michael, I know you've attended a lot of different camps over the summer, and I was just interested in how you performed at each and what you took away from the opportunity to compete against some of the top players in the country.
I went to the Georgia Dogs night. I attended that sometime in, I think it was July. And when I went down there, I got a coach that played for Georgia. So mostly everything that they was teaching me that my coach had already taught me. So I went down there, and it was like I had the technique and everything sound. They gave me a look, and they told me they're going to give me a call. So I guess they liked me. I performed real good down there at the camp.
Would you consider the Georgia Bulldogs one of the top three or four schools on your wish list right now, or do you have a top five, I guess? And if you do, what do you like about that top five?
I like the SEC. Most of my – if I pick a top five, it would be the SEC. Like, I like Georgia, Tennessee, Arkansas, Alabama, and Auburn. Them schools that I want to offer me. But if not, I have Mississippi State, Middle Tennessee, Southern Miss, Toledo, and it's one more school to offer. I really can't think of it right now.
Southern Miss? Did you say Southern Miss?
Can you say that again?
Southern Miss? I'm just
guessing. Southern Miss.
Southern Miss. There you go. So anyway, you were talking about Mississippi State as one of the SEC schools that has offered you. Tell us a little about what you like about Mississippi State. I know you visited there, and just what kind of school it is and what interests you about the school other than the fact that it's in the SEC.
I went down there over the spring, and it's like I had a bond with the coaches. Like they emailed me, I talked to them over the email and everything. It's like they wanted me. And when I went down there, they showed me a lot of love and showed me that they wanted me there. And that's what made me, like, go closer and bond more with them and talk to them every day. And I like the facilities they got, the weight room, the practice fields, and everything.
Well, obviously, Dan Mullen, you hear all the hype from Dan Mullen coming over from the University of Florida, the offensive coordinator, and he's trying to implement that spread option offense with the Mississippi State Bulldogs. How is he in terms of defense? Is he going to turn his defense over to his defensive coordinator? And if so, what's your relationship with the D coordinator?
The defensive coordinator, I think his name is Tosh. I can't remember his name, but he's a linebacker coach. But he emailed me every now and then. He sent me some letters in the mail telling me that he wanted me to come play for them and everything. And it's like when I went down there, they was telling me, like, they didn't have linebackers that were smaller than me that didn't play games. I'm small, but they want to put some weight on me. But they didn't have linebackers that didn't play games and started games. And they don't discriminate about size. If you can play, you can play. And they'll put you on the field if you show them you can play.
Yeah, Michael, let's stay in the SEC. I know you mentioned having interest in both Vanderbilt and Auburn, two schools you do not yet have offers from, but I know you're working hard to get those. Tell us. Forget the fact that you don't have offers now, but tell us what you like about each one of those schools specifically.
Vanderbilt, they got a good academic program. And they want me, but they really, like, I didn't get to make it to their camp. So right now they're picking from the linebackers that made it the camp. They're seeing who they want. But they told me if they don't pick a linebacker that made it to camp, I'll be the next linebacker in the running to get the offer. So they're looking for one more linebacker. But right now they're picking through the linebackers that came to camp, that made it to camp.
Being joined by Jonesboro linebacker Michael Carlisle, and he's joining us on SCORE Atlanta's official visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. Now, you mentioned a desire to play in the SEC. How about the ACC, and especially the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets right down the street? Do they have any interest in you right now, and is it something that you'd be interested in staying close to home and playing for Paul Johnson's Yellow Jackets?
Yeah, that'd be a good choice, too, Georgia Tech. My coach, Cap Burnett, his brother Morgan Burnett played down there, and he got Coach BJ to recruit me. Coach Buzz came to one of my games last year, and he was very interested in me. And I went to one of their camps, and I did good there. He told me he was gonna get around to talking to me about the offer, and I haven't heard from him since. But I'm looking forward to hearing from him.
Now, you mentioned that Mississippi State and Vanderbilt and all those schools that are interested in you might want you to add a little bit of weight. Is there any talk about you possibly dropping back and playing a safety, or are you committed to playing linebacker at the next level?
Safety, if that's what they want me to play, that's what I play. Whatever gets me on the field faster.
So then position is in no way a deal breaker for you. In other words, you wouldn't go to a school because they want you as a linebacker or avoid a school that's looking at you as a safety?
Nah. If they want me to play safety, I'll play. I'll play safety.
Yeah, now, Michael, one of the other schools you've mentioned in a lot of your interviews is UCF. Of course, we talked to Quentin Brown out of Tucker earlier in this show. He just committed to UCF. Three other players from Georgia have done so as well. Is UCF a school you're seriously considering? And having such a large number of Georgia players in this class, would that be attractive to you?
UCF, I really haven't heard nothing from them really, but over the summer they laid back off of me, I think. I haven't talked to Coach Collins in a minute after they've seen my highlight tape. I think they're not interested anymore, but if they're interested, that'll be a school I'm considering because I've seen Jonathan Davis go there and everything. They really don't like their linebackers big. If you can run, they'll take you.
Being joined by Michael Carlisle, the Jonesboro linebacker here on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. Have all the early commitments that, you know, obviously your football season just started last week, but folks these days are making the early commitments instead of waiting till later in the season or even till signing day. Has all the early commitments kind of made you feel pressure to commit early, or are you just going to play the waiting game and wait for the best offer to come along?
No, not really. The early commitments, that's what they're doing. I can't commit because they're committing. I got to find something that's right for me.
So there's no timetable right now on a decision. You just have to wait till it is the best time for you.
Yeah, to the best school.
Do you worry about recruiting and maybe becoming a distraction during the season when you're trying to concentrate on winning football games?
Not really. No, I don't worry about recruiting becoming a distraction because when I play on Fridays, that's what I think about, and that's what made me strive to play better.
All right, we're finishing up with Jonesboro linebacker Michael Carlisle here on SCORE Atlanta's official visit. This is a question we ask all the recruits that come on our show, and that is, when you do commit to a program, what type of player is Michael Carlisle, and what type of player is that program getting in you?
They're getting a physical, smart, downhill playing linebacker, aggressive, play with his hands, and I really can't describe myself. I just can show on the field.
I think you've done a good enough job. One more question for you, Mike. When it comes time to make a decision, what will be the most important factors in that decision?
Academics.
That's it. It all comes down to academics for you. That's what we like to hear. Listen, Mike, we appreciate you coming out and joining us on the show tonight, and we wish you the best of luck both in recruiting and during the season.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you again. That was Jonesboro's dynamic linebacker slash perhaps safety, Michael Carlisle. We do have to get to our final commercial break of the night. When we come back, we'll talk what we do once every week, which is a top 10. We'll unveil exactly what that top 10 is. You are listening to Sports Radio 790 The Zone and Score Atlanta's one and only official visit.
Make sure to check out scoreatl.com for the best high school sports coverage, and now your chance to sign up for the Georgia High School Football Daily email newsletter, which comes out every weekday morning and is filled with the best high school news around.
Football!
We have something of a football team here ourselves, you know.
West Durham, Tony Barnhart, and Vince Dooley, the best local experts in college football. And part of the reason football lives here. 790 The Zone and 790thezone.com.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. What will get a burglar out of your house faster, a siren or the loud voice of an actual person telling him he's been caught and the authorities are on their way? The answer is the voice, which is why Alarm Force's live two-way voice security is the best way to protect your home. Only with Alarm Force you get live two-way voice free and just $25 a month for monitoring.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Georgia's best choice for home security.
Stats, where big games happen. Come out to the Stats Weekend Blowout Block Party September 3rd through September 5th for the biggest weekend of the year in Atlanta. It kicks off on Thursday with the Falcons-Ravens game at the Dome, Friday with the Britney Spears concert and Alabama Alumni Bash, and the finale on Saturday with the first day of the college football season and the Virginia Tech-Alabama game at the Dome. Stats will be the center of the action with a $1 million AV system, 13 bars, live bands Friday and Saturday, and only a short walk from Phillips Arena and the Dome. Stats, where big games happen.
I heard it over the radio. Wow.
Friday, fall and football mean only one thing. The U.S. Army Strong Friday Night Football Guides are back.
Let's talk about football.
Football, football.
Get your free, yes, free guide at any Atlanta area U.S. Army recruiting station. The U.S. Army Strong Friday Night Football Guides are packed with team previews, schedules, key players, directions to the schools, and much more. Contact a recruiter today. They're strong, and then there's Army Strong.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. What will get a burglar out of your house faster, a siren or the loud voice of an actual person telling him he's been caught and the authorities are on their way? The answer is the voice, which is why Alarm Force's live two-way voice security is the best way to protect your home. Only with Alarm Force you get live two-way voice free and just $25 a month for monitoring.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Georgia's best choice for home security.
Stats, where big games happen. Come out to the Stats Weekend Blowout Block Party September 3rd through September 5th for the biggest weekend of the year in Atlanta. It kicks off on Thursday with the Falcons-Ravens game at the Dome, Friday with the Britney Spears concert and Alabama Alumni Bash, and the finale on Saturday with the first day of the college football season and the Virginia Tech-Alabama game at the Dome. Stats will be the center of the action with a $1 million AV system, 13 bars, live bands Friday and Saturday, and only a short walk from Phillips Arena and the Dome. Stats, where big games happen.
I heard it over the radio. Wow.
Friday, fall and football mean only one thing. The U.S. Army Strong Friday Night Football Guides are back.
Let's talk about football.
Football, football.
Get your free, yes, free guide at any Atlanta area U.S. Army recruiting station. The U.S. Army Strong Friday Night Football Guides are packed with team previews, schedules, key players, directions to the schools, and much more. Contact a recruiter today. They're strong, and then there's Army Strong.
The Hot Morning Show.
Mayhem in the AM.
Jerome Bettis.
That Colt playoff game, what's going through your mind?
As soon as I fumble, it's oh, bleep, 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 bleep. Once I hit the ground, I couldn't see the ball, and I kind of looked up, saw the guy running, and my heart just dropped.
The Hot Morning Show.
Morning 6 to 11.
The Hot Morning Show.
On 790 The Zone.
We are back to finish up here at Sports Radio 790 The Zone. You are listening to the South's only all-recruiting radio show, which makes us the absolute very best in the business. Of course, this is Score Atlanta's one and only official visit. And in this segment, as we always do, we are going to break down our top 10. This week, it is our top 10 uncommitted players from Georgia. And before we do that, though, Fletcher, yesterday, can't ignore the fact that the college football season is right around the corner. In fact, less than a week away. And so we did our own season-long predictions.
Well, you, of course, I wouldn't say we
you didn't get to,
did.
So this is your opportunity to do so. Before you do, though, I want to get mine back in one more time.
Oh, just great.
So
everyone, great. Here goes all of our
there's
time.
There's only three of them. No, three of them. USC runs their run of seven consecutive Pac-10 titles ends. Tech beats Georgia but does not win the AC. Virginia Tech does. And the new BCS controversy will sit around why on earth the Big East, has an automatic bid to the BCS. I believe it should be every year they should redetermine it, and last year it should have been the Mountain West. Those are my three predictions. Yours?
Last season there were only three finalists for the Heisman Trophy. This season there will be four, the exact same three from last season, plus the Cal running back, Javid Best.
Like
I say
it.
He makes number four, but doesn't matter because Colt McCoy of the University of Texas will take home the trophy. Won't matter, though, because Florida will win the national title, sadly. I'd say that through gritted teeth. My other prediction is going to be Clemson is going to have a better year than expected.
For the first time ever.
They're going to go to the Gator Bowl.
Yeah, right.
Just
going to
put that out there.
They're always
That's a good season for Clemson.
They're the most
or Clemson.
In no sport is there another perennial underachiever like Clemson. I think Tim Tebow wins the Heisman. Enough of college
football, yesterday
though.
You said all of Florida would win the
Heisman.
Well,
orange and blue. They're all orange and blue. I think they win the national championship and Tebow wins the Heisman.
Should we get to this top 10
Absolutely.
List?
Our top 10 list, top 10 uncommitted Georgia players. Number 10, of course, this is Brian Jones's list. I want to give him credit. I also don't want anyone to call me an idiot if you don't like it. Number 10 is Martez Eastland, who was on our show yesterday, the big-time fullback at Ringel. Not just big-time, but big, 5'11", 233. At number 9, Delino DeShields. Says Woodward, but he doesn't go to where he goes in Norcross. He transferred. Problem with Delino DeShields being this high on this list is that Delino DeShields will probably not play football in college. He will play baseball.
Likely will play baseball. Number 8, Ian Pemberton, the diminutive running back from Grayson. He is going to go someplace and be quite a player, not just in the return game, but also as a change of pace back. He's a little giant. I mean, he gets 200 yards against these big-time defenses, and he's only 5'3". I mean,
yeah.
There we go.
I've predicted on this show a number of times that he will be returning kicks and punts for Oklahoma State 2 years from now. Number 7, Lasseter's quarterback, Hudson Mason, probably the most underrated recruit in this state. I love him to death. Right now, his biggest offer is from Iowa. I talk to Hudson regularly, though, and I know that he is playing out the season and going to wait for some maybe some more big-time offers.
He's going to put up big numbers in Chip Lindsey's system, and you're going to see programs start to knock on his door.
Absolutely. You also probably will find out where he's going right here on this show, the official visit. Number 6 is?
Max Garcia, the offensive lineman from Norcross. He's got an offer from Vandy. They lead. We talked to him yesterday, and he confirmed that Vanderbilt
it's Vandy.
Is his leader in the clubhouse.
It's
Number
Vandy.
5, we had him on the show just a minute ago, Michael Carlisle. He's going to play the waiting game. He's going to see what's best for him. At number 4, another guy we had on the show just a few minutes ago, Jeffrey Whitaker from Warner Robins, defensive tackle.
And my prediction is Auburn there, another big-time defense tackle. I think Georgia would love to have him, and that's, you know, it's going to be an Auburn-Georgia duel until the very end. Number 3, another defensive tackle and another guest on our show, Michael Thornton, the Stevenson defense tackle, 6'1", 273. He's looking at Auburn, Georgia, Tennessee, and Clemson, and that's going to be a dogfight to the very end.
Now, we had this next gentleman on our show several
times.
We've
had him all on our show,
and,
but he's one of our favorites.
Storm Johnson from Loganville, the running back, transferred from Buford, calls himself the best player in the nation.
No, he thinks he's the best running back in the nation.
Okay, let's go.
Hey, listen.
6'1". LSU, we thought he committed to LSU a few weeks
back. They put the brakes on.
Now he's saying FSU might be his leader. Penn State is also in the running. And number 1, the player that Alex Ewalt watches tape on every night.
Rajon Bennett McEachern. We talked about Kyle Hoffman's new offense, or new as of last year, and how effective it's been this year. Big reason for that is Rajon Bennett, 6'2", 211. His leaders right now are Louisville, Vanderbilt, and Kentucky. He, by the end of the season, by midpoint, by next week, whatever you want to call it, will have way better offers than the ones he currently does. Look for him to go to a top program. I say, other than Mack Brown, the absolute very best back in this state.
He certainly had a great Corky Kell Classic, a game you heard right here on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. We will not be back next week. Why? Because football lives here on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. We'll be having football in our time slot next week.
I'll be catching rays on New Smyrna Beach down in Florida.
And you know what? Next week is obviously the kickoff. Georgia Tech is going to be playing their opener this Saturday, just a few days away. You've got to think Georgia Tech's going to win that one. Scott Janovitz.
I do. I think that should be an easy one. And I think Georgia loses. Shocker, 38-31. Obviously, you think they win. I'd like to thank all of our guests today, Fletcher, including Jonathan Lifeite of Scout.com, Quentin Brown, the big-time defensive end at Tucker, Jeff Whitaker, Warner Robins, Michael Carlisle, Jonesboro. Of course, I would like to thank JB, the man behind the scenes, running the board. Fletcher, I'd love to thank you.
I'd like to thank you as well. And hey,
how about our guests?
I'd like to thank
our guests, our listeners. Our listeners. Thank our listeners.
Make sure to check out scoreatl.com for the best high school sports coverage. And now your chance to sign up for the Georgia High School Football Daily email newsletter, which comes out every weekday morning. And it's filled with all the best high school sports knowledge that you can possibly cram into one daily email newsletter.
Have a good night, Atlanta. A reading rainbow.
We're your home for the Hawks. WQXI Atlanta, a big league broadcasting company.